Well, it's just after 8 o'clock, and I want to welcome on a guy who is, I believe, a rising star here in Kansas City. He's a name that you're all going to know well before long. He's Johnny Calloway. He joins us on KCMO Talk Radio. He's been on the show before, but I always want to set the table because probably most people have never heard Johnny's story. Johnny's got an important story. He's the director of Blexit Missouri. He's also an actor, model, and a podcaster as well. Johnny, you're right here in Kansas City. You, as I understand it, and as we've talked about, you grew up and used to be kind of more of a Democrat. You now consider yourself a Republican. What is your story? What is that background that led you to work with Candace Owens and be the state director in Missouri for Blexit Missouri?
Okay, well, once again, thanks for having me on. I want to be grateful for the opportunity. Kansas City, born and raised. I spent my third grade to fifth grade years living in the City Union Mission. My mom received her Section 8 after that, and we had Section 8 until she was evicted from her Section 8 when my senior year in high school. So I got to grow up on every government program. I still got my mom's welfare food stamp card. And one thing she always told me is, you know, you don't ever want to be dependent on nobody. You know, the government, if I have another baby, the government going to give me a bigger house. If you have another baby, the government going to put you in jail. You know, so I had a father in my life. And though it was illegal to have a father, my father lived with us. And once a year, we had to hide all his things when they came to do the Section 8 inspection to pretend that my father didn't live with us. And as a kid, man, that, like, made me so angry. And I knew as a grown man, I would never let somebody make me feel like I wasn't a man. I had to hide where I live or that I wasn't in charge of my household. So just growing up on all these policies, the welfare, the, my mom getting a check assistance, and then her food stamps are cut, and all of this, you see what's happening. And you see that the man becomes non-existent. My mother could kick my dad out whenever she wanted to because it was her property. And if you looked within our inner city, 80% of children are now born to single mothers because the woman is guaranteed a household. She's going to have food stamps. She's going to have daycare assistance. So at what point we have reduced the man down to a paycheck when a father is a provider? He gives you confidence. He gives you self-esteem. The breakdown of all we see in the Black community is because everyone has low self-esteem. And who do you get that from? Your father.
Yeah. So, Johnny, you know, you've been working, obviously, with Candace Owens at the Blexit Missouri, and you were also, I believe, you were supposed to be at the Jackson County GOP event next weekend, but you actually had an event come up, as I understand it, with the Blexit crew and with Candace next weekend, so you won't be there. But I'm sure you know this story by now. Police Chief Rick Smith was supposed to be there just to get an award, nothing political. The mayor went on Twitter and said, I don't think that the police chief should be going to this event as an apolitical appointee. And he got bullied on Twitter, and he ended up pulling out of the event. I mean, is it where are we when it's a problem for Democrats that a police chief goes to a Republican event to simply accept an award? I mean, you live in the inner city in Kansas City. Is this something that would really bother those people if Rick Smith just went and got an award at a GOP event?
No, not at all. I think the award for keeping Kansas City safe is, like, funny overall because the homicide was crazy last year. But that narrative that Black and brown people are scared of the police, that's so fake. No one is scared of anybody, man. We got to stop walking around. We are men. And I don't know one grown man that's walking around saying, oh, my God, I'm scared. That's not reality. That's that liberal false stuff on TV.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to ask you that because I put this on Twitter yesterday. And this guy who calls himself an activist and a trailblazer here in town is Justice Horn. He pops up on the TV news once in a while. And he literally wrote to me, he said, the biggest threat to Black and brown Kansas Cityans is the Kansas City Police Department. I mean, how prevalent is that attitude? There's no facts. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I want to know what part of town he lives in. Because I come from what was called the murder factory. You know what I mean? So we have to stop pretending that the biggest threat to an African-American man is another African-American man. We have to be honest, because you can't fix an issue by coddling it. My father, my whole life, told me if I was ever going to die by a gunshot, it would never be from a cop. It would be from someone that looks just like me. You know, the Twitter comment where the young lady brought up Ryan Stokes. Ryan Stokes was a friend of mine. You don't know him. You never came to a Pacelle versus Southeast basketball game. You were not at the Southeast Fieldhouse when we were playing basketball. So don't try to use my friend's name because he's dead now to push your agenda. And that's all. If you care about black men, come to the environment when they're growing up in single mother homes. You know what I mean? Like, stop pretending that any Democratic policy cares about a black man. They only care about your soul. But if you stand up and you put your shoulders back and your neck up and you speak and say, I'm a man, I'm here, they don't respect you. I mean, and that's clear. That's why most white men vote Republican. That's why most black men are starting to vote Republican, because we see that the Democratic Party wants nothing to do with men unless you want to wear a wig. We got to be honest.
That's a good line. That's a very good line. He's Johnny Calloway. He's the state director of Missouri for Blexit. He's joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. You know, it leads me also, Johnny, to my next point here, which is, do you think that this tide is turning? I mean, these woke activists that are all over Twitter and are all over Kansas City trying to bully police chiefs into not going to accept an award. I mean, it seems ridiculous. They act like they're the majority. I don't believe that they are, but I admit you would know much better than me.
No, they're not the majority at all. Like I said, they're riding the wave of their skin color. They grew up privileged. Their parents sent them to a decent school. They got to go to college. They got their little degree as a badge of honor. Look at me. I got a bunch of student debt, and they want to run around pointing their finger at the world. That's all it is. Tell them to come and go to Parker Square, go to TD Watkins, go to 27th Street, go to a real environment and talk about racism. I didn't hear about racism one time as a kid. Like, that's not something we talk about in the black community. We all know we come from poverty, and our mindset is to get out by any means necessary. No one is walking around scared. No one cares what your sexual orientation is or who you're sleeping with. It's about making money and advancing and taking care of your family. And that's the same whether you're black, white, brown, yellow, green, blue, or purple. It's not about anything else. Men draw a circle around what they care about, and they let the rest be. And what we care about is our family and providing a better life. Nothing more, nothing less.
Can you explain this to me too, Johnny? I mean, we were just talking about this before the top of the hour, and I called it the soft bigotry of low expectations, where there's this notion, and they did this man on the street interview at college campuses, and you know, the white kids on college campuses were like, oh yeah, voter ID laws are racist because, well, people don't know how to use the internet, they don't have a DMV, it's hard for them to get to these things. And then the interview went to a bunch of, you know, black people in the urban core, and they were like, oh yeah, the DMV is right over there, everyone I know has an ID. Like, how did we get to this point where the people who are actually saying bigoted things are somehow the virtuous ones, and those of us who point out, you know, that's kind of racist, are somehow the racists?
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing I'll say about being an open black conservative. Being a black conservative, you really get to see racism. Because white liberals are upset at you that you have your own brain, that you can think for yourself, that you're not handicapped. I had a permit when I was 14 years old. You got to have your permit before you go get your non-driver's license if you don't have a driver's license. Like, none of these things are foreign in the inner city. But for some reason, white liberals look so down on us that when you can speak for yourself, it makes them angry when I say I'm your equal. I'm not less than you. I'm not oppressed. You didn't do anything to me. If you can learn, I can learn too. And that really, really, really makes white liberals angry. And that's when I say we exposing the frauds. That's why Black Lives Matter has been exposed. And that's why all these people running around saying I'm pro-black are being exposed. Because you're not pro-black. You're only saying that because it makes you feel better about yourself. And it makes you feel like you're better than someone else.
Do you feel, Johnny, like Black Lives Matter has taken a hit here the last few months? I mean, it seems to me the media still loves it. Corporations are still donating to it. But are you saying that they have lost some of their cachet in the urban core?
The real exposes real. Mainstream media, Black Lives Matter, that's always going to, you know, the general public is always going to view America the way the media portrays it. So if you go back to the early 1800s, they viewed it off the way the media portrayed it. So Hollywood is the big problem. Hollywood and the Democratic Party have always been best friends, though. That's never changed at all. So they're always going to try to paint the majority of black individuals or black men. Like, they always want to show us getting shot by a cop, or they want to show us on TV crying because they want to make us look soft and weak. And that is the furthest thing from black men. I don't know one man who is scared of the police or needs somebody to go march or protest for him. That's just not how we are. That's not how we raised in the inner city. But if you only knew us based on TV, you would think that. But no, we are. Malcolm X showed us how to be a man before it was cool. We can stand up, we can work, we can eat on our own. Black Lives Matter doesn't care about black men while they're alive. I will repeat that. They only care about black men once they have been shot, and only if they've been shot by someone white. Yeah. We see the homicide rates, we see the young kids dying, we see young boys dying. Operation Legend, that was for a 4-year-old boy that got shot, and they tried to protest that. Like, how do you protest something that's trying to help not another 4-year-old not get killed? Liberals do not care about the inner city, and it's time. Like, I've been knowing it. I just feel like I'm the only one that's okay to say it out loud. But liberals, Democrats, they do not care about the inner city, because if they did, they would be doing more than just making daycares and giving free food. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they aren't doing anything tangible to make a family better at all. Get to these boys before they get to, you want to talk about guns. Well, why don't you take them to a gun range and have them shoot legally and teach them gun safety? And then why don't we get them an NRA card so they walk around with their gun legally? But no, we don't want to do that. We want to take everything away from them. We kids, and we're going to get access to guns. So if we don't fix the situation, then it gets worse. And liberals don't want to make it better because they don't have anything to complain about. Mm-hmm. I tell all of my friends, outside of the mainstream media and Democrat politicians, where do you hear about racism or systematic oppression? You only hear from the people who say they want to fix it because it's not an issue.
Yeah. Great stuff. He's Johnny Calloway. We got to pick up this conversation. Johnny, people can find you. They're asking on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. JM Calloway 6, right, is the best way to get a hold of you on all those platforms.
Yes, sir. And then just Johnny Calloway on Facebook. But yeah, we're killing the narrative. More people need to see. I want more white men, because that's my biggest thing, is white men are in a box where no matter what they say, they're considered racist. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair. They are American citizens. They have the freedom of speech, and you should be able to say whatever you want. And we need more white men to speak up and be honest. Who cares about the backlash? Who cares about the cancel culture? Speak up for your family and tell the truth.
Johnny, God bless you. Thanks for coming on, my friend. Have a good weekend.
No problem, sir. You as well.
All right. That's Johnny Calloway, right here in Kansas City. I think he's a rising star. Find him on social media, JM Calloway 6. The number 6. Real sharp guy. Director of Blegs at Missouri. Your text to win keyword right now is rich. Excuse me. It's plenty. Plenty, plenty, plenty to 95819. Your chance at a $100 MasterCard gift card entered to win our $25,000 national grand prize. Plenty to 95819. 5767710. I know some of you want to get in on the conversation. We'll do that with you coming up next. And Joe Piscopo at the bottom of the hour.